Jim Morgridge is president of Harbor to the Bay, a one-day bike ride from Boston to Provincetown on September 20th, with 100% of all pledges going directly to fight HIV and AIDS. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit about the ride.
Tell us about Harbor to the Bay.
Well, Harbor to the Bay was born from Michael Tyen and myself and Frank Bravado and Club Cafe as an alternative ride where 100% of the proceeds that are raised from the riders go directly to the beneficiaries. So there was no elaborate production, no paid staff, a one-day event where everything we needed was donated, and if we didn't get it donated, then we didn't have it, which ensured that all the money went to where the participants wanted it to go.
How did you get involved?
I became involved with AIDS Rights back in 1997. At the time, I was an HIV/AIDS case manager in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for AIDS Response Seacoast. And we had a ton of clients in southern New Hampshire, and we worked really closely with Fenway Health, providing services that weren't covered in Maine and New Hampshire. And we had the opportunity to give back to Fenway by doing the Boston to New York AIDS rides. So that's how I became involved with doing the AIDS rides.
What would you like to accomplish with Harbor to the Bay?
I would very much like to see our numbers continue to grow, to get more people involved. We are going to do this ride until there's a cure. So I'd like to get more people involved, more young people involved, and understand that HIV and AIDS is still a problem, still a deadly disease, and we still need to come together and work together to end HIV and AIDS forever.
I understand a lot of people take different levels of the ride. There are sort of like beginning, intermediate, and more professional tours of the ride. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we wanted to make the ride accessible to everybody. We wanted to challenge those athletic go-getters by creating a one-day ride that was in excess of 100 miles, but we also wanted to make it something that anybody could do. Our oldest rider is 74 years old, and our youngest rider is 16 years old, and you can start wherever you want and ride for as long as you can, and when you can't ride anymore, then we have staff in place, volunteers in place to meet you and take you to the next pit stop and then get your transportation either back to Boston or down to Provincetown.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment is that I will work in any capacity that I can to help ensure that marriage equality and equal rights are something that are afforded every LGBT individual across the country, and won't rest until marriage equality is recognized in all 50 states and all of the same benefits and protections afforded our heterosexual counterparts are afforded to us all.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
It's amazing to me that in the world that we live in, with all the information and technology that's available, that teens are still feeling alone and isolated. My advice, I guess, is the same to them that I went through, and that was whatever it takes you to reach out and to find an organization to call and get in touch with and to volunteer with and to get in touch with people that care and people who love you. That's the only advice I would give them, no matter how scary it seems, just to reach out, and whether it be an AIDS service organization or any LGBT organization that they can get involved with, that they reach out and make the phone call.
How can people get information about Harbor to the Bay?
www.harbortothebay.org. We've spent a great deal of time on the website trying to make sure that everything is laid out, but sometimes overwhelming to look at websites. So if you're in or near Boston, feel free to stop by Club Cafe, and we'd be happy to talk to you about it at any time.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, through Club Cafe, we continue to work on making our space warm and welcoming to the entire community. We continue to reach out to all of our nonprofits to offer free space, to do fundraising, or to do outreach to the community. We're just constantly working on ways that we can be a better partner with the community. I've been with Club Cafe for 20 years. Club Cafe's been in the community for 30, and we really feel a sense of obligation to work really closely with the community on whatever issues they feel are important and to work with our nonprofits to try to match them up.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I really wish people would ask how they can get involved and how they can help. I think people are not knowing what they can do, and everybody brings certain skills to the table, and those skills can be used in a variety of ways, whether it be for Harvard of the Bay or in the community in general. You know, how can I get involved? How can I help?
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Just remembering that we're on this planet to look out for one another and to take care of one another. And for me, my main goal and everything else is secondary to that. So when I'm going through tough times, I just remember that's my purpose and that's what I'm doing, and everything else just seems to kind of fade away.